This is Malcolm Duck, and you're listening to Radio Golf Show.
Did you start the ring?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Let's try this again. It's RotoFest 14, the U.S. Open at Pinehurst number 2. We have a stacked house of attractive golf show all-stars for you. And we have already made the draft order, and you're going to meet everyone as we get going. The first pick this evening goes to the one and only Malcolm Duck from Scotland, who on his first try at this RotoFest almost pulled off the impossible by winning the money competition without winning the Wanamaker trophy. So that was pretty impressive. Malcolm, I'm thrilled to have you back, as I'm sure the other guys are. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. I'm very, very well. And I'm still waiting for summer to arrive in Scotland, I've got to say. It's a bit dreich, as we say. But all good. All good.
All good. Yeah, we've got like fall weather here too, in northern Germany. How's it in Texas, David? You got
medium hot
is good. We have the U.S. Open at Pinehurst number 2. The last time it was played there was won by Martin Keimer, 8-shot runaway. Since then, I believe it's been restored by Coren Crenshaw, if that's correct. I thought that, or was it right before Keimer won there? I don't know. Although I communicated with Ben just this week, he was trying to come on and talk about it, but he's like 90 and busy. Not one fairway bunker, everything, no rough. It's all this natural stuff, the domed greens. We'll talk about the golf course. Most importantly, Mr. Duck, you have the first pick. Who will you choose?
Well, I think it's a bit of a no-brainer, to be honest. And I'm drinking some Glendronach whiskey, 12-year-old. I really, really should be drinking Oban, because I don't think there's anywhere else I can go for other than my Oban laddie, Mr. Bobby McIntyre, or Robert, as he's called in the golf world, who won wonderfully the other day, and with his dad on the bank, which is one of the most magical sights I've seen for many years. And I think he was quite right to go home that week. I don't think he showed disrespect. I think he got in touch with Mr. Nicholas. I think Mr. Nicholas probably backs him up. You know, to have you winning your dad, that's a very different kind of emotion. And just on that very quickly, he came second in the Scottish Open last year to Rory, and they both hit fantastic shots. Rory said that's probably one of the best five shots he'll ever hit in his life. And I saw him outside the clubhouse, and I said, "Bob, I'll tell you a wee story." He said, "You've met me once before, and do you know 22A Glen Cruton Drive?" I said, "Yeah." "Do you know Dave McPherson?" I said, "Yeah." "Well, his brother got blown up for me about 10 yards away from me in the Falklands in 1982, and actually an anniversary in about 2 days' time. So, mate, he's not here. You came second. You had a fantastic tournament. So a little bit of perspective." And he just gave me a hug. So life is about perspective. And what these guys do is absolutely incredible. Yeah. And I think he's gonna have a really good future ahead. And I fancy him off the back of his hangover to have a really good pitch up at the U.S. Open.
All right, there you go. What a story that is. Yeah, it was. He didn't even think about it, whether, you know, he should go home or not. It was just natural to him. And I really enjoyed him at the Ryder Cup in Rome, where he played fantastic. You know, everybody said he was like the weak link, but very good pick, ballsy pick, Scottish ballsy pick.
He's very honest. I mean, he's still playing shinty, and I don't know if you guys know what shinty is.
But what is shinty?
I mean, it. Some people say it's close to field hockey. It's not. You got a bigger stick with a longer end, and there are virtually no rules. And
do you wear protection?
And he's still playing this. I mean, you got a whack on your hand, and you could be out for 2 years. Such is Bob. He likes his friends, he likes his pals, he likes what he does. So he stopped playing shinty, I think, for about a bit before Ryder Cup because of his band, but he's back playing now and again. So I think you have to be happy in the right mind space to do well. So he's a good boy.
Is his dad back on the bag this week?
No, his dad's back cutting grass.
Cutting grass. What a great scene that was. Very nice pick, Mr. Duck. Pick two in this Rotofest goes to Brother Burley, who was dearly missed the last time out. But he had a good reason. Would you want to tell us about it, Brother Burley?
Well, I've played four senior tour events in Holland this year. Played one last week as well. I've been struggling all year to kind of get my fitness back. Had pneumonia in the beginning of the year. Had a knee problem at the end of last year, so didn't really get a chance to recover. So I've been spending the last four tournaments and just trying to get it back into shape, and it's starting to work well. I mean, I told you last time, Frank, that a couple of weeks ago that I'm starting to kind of get back into form again. And it's coming. I mean, last week I didn't miss a fairway, so it's feeling good. And I've got another tournament next week, so I'm feeling hopeful.
Are you putting with the Burton putter?
What do you think?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That putter was designed for me,
There
and it's
you
a
go.
very selfish design. So, but yeah, but I had my original putter stolen at my bag in the second tournament. But I mean, I've got plenty in reserve, but you kind of have to build up a relationship with your putter, as you well know.
Well, every time I see that putter cover that says Burton on it, I see your face.
Oh, no, that's I'm very sorry for that, but yeah, never mind. I want to get back to the Bobby McIntyre. Bobby McIntyre was on my list as well, very high up. Last year during the Scottish Open. They revealed on the coverage, the commentators, that he actually is a, he has foster children, and he had his foster children actually at the tournament just for the on the occasion that he might win, and that said a lot to me. I mean, a kid, who's probably been through a lot in his life, he understands kind of the rough parts of Scotland as well, and he's taken in some foster kids, and it's I thought it was really sweet. He went massively to the top of my list. Of respectable players, fantastic player. So
There you go.
yeah,
Now everybody's
but
rooting for Bobby Mack now.
yeah,
Well, where are you
but
going with the second pick? Is anybody playing from Holland?
well, not from Holland, but I have a friend playing
Ah,
who
Robert
qualified.
Rock.
Yeah,
Is it Robert Rock?
he played in 2011, and there's a great story behind that, which I'll tell another time. It takes a long time to tell it. But yeah, I tell you, I wouldn't put it past Rob to finish high this week, because there's no one better than Rob to deal with pressure. He understand he takes chances that you wouldn't believe, But I'm gonna save him for later,
Yeah,
just
that's a
in
good
case,
idea.
Someone might get in there before me. I'm gonna hand it on the plate. But my first pick, there's gonna be a few groans,
Ah.
but it's gonna be Scottie Scheffler. You gotta take Scotty.
You got to take him. I mean, he is 4-1. I mean, this is like Tiger in 99 and 2000, 2001. I mean, come on.
Was
He's
Tiger ever 4-1?
what?
I don't even know whether Tiger was ever 4-1.
Yeah, maybe he even wasn't, but I mean, we did these Rotofests back then, and we used to take Tiger out of the pool because it
Yeah.
just, and Scheffler was 4-1 at the Players, he won. Then he was 4-1 at the Masters, he won. Then he got arrested, which was, I mean,
Yeah.
he shaved the beard. Then he comes back this week and wins the Memorial, which is always a great tournament. I don't blame you. I think you're doing well with him.
Yeah, I maybe learned some tactics there. Maybe I should have kept quiet. But then again, you were going to take him,
Who,
so.
Robert Rock?
No,
I don't think Robert
I
Rock
have
is on
the
this list, by the
results.
way.
Sorry?
I didn't go that far down. I don't think Rock is on the list. But sorry.
Never mind.
Now, good to have you, Brother Burley.
You too.
And next, the third pick goes to Iceland, where we have Mr. Olafsson. Mr. Olafsson, I don't know, he's sending out groups onto the golf course. The last t starting time is like at midnight in Iceland. It's a beautiful day there.
Beautiful day.
Adi, it's good to see you. Good to have you back. Glad you're a
Good to
part of this.
be.
What's happening in Iceland, and then move into your first pick, please.
Yes, the volcano is still active, so that's the main news. And the golf season started, so playing the whole day through. No, you can have a tee time at 11:30 or 12 o'clock in the night, so no problem. Yeah, nice story about McIntyre. He deserved the win. I was at the Ryder Cup. He didn't play well, but the funny thing is he played well when he was needed. And that's something. He could make bogeys, three, four holes, and his partner made birdies and pars, and then partner plays in out of bounds, and he was in there making birdies or pars. Great guy. But, you know, that
was his first Ryder Cup too, right?
It was first Ryder Cup, yeah.
Yep.
Great guy, great personality. So everybody thought that the first guy would pick Scotty. So that puts the whole thing a little bit different thing, because I was certain I was actually going to do something that I haven't done before, was to pick American with Xander Schauffele. But I could do that because Schauffele is half German. And but then again, my theory is always picking as many European Ryder Cup players as possible. So, of course, I'll go for Rory McIlroy as team leader of the European Ryder Cup team. So he's going to be my pick. But I would have loved to have Schauffele as well as my team.
There, schön. Rory McIlroy, Hovland, I wrote this guy. Yeah, I mean, you know, the Rory is the kind of guy, I mean, you got to pick him until he wins. I mean, he's got to win sooner or later. I mean, I thought the PGA was his time, but anyways, good to see you too, sir. The next pick goes to Stefan Maywald, who again excused himself, but he had a very good reason. His favorite bartender, a woman by the name of, I don't know, wait a second, let me see the name. His favorite bartender, Carla, is celebrating her 70th birthday today. The party started today, Monday, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He's sending me pictures of him in 70s, because she's 70, everybody's dressed up like the 70s. He wanted to be here very much, but he said that if he dialed in now, his picks would be Bernard von Limburger, James Braid, and Shooter McGavin. So he's sent me a list, and he's not going to pick those three guys. But that's an attractive threesome with von Limburger, Braid, and Shooter McGavin. Stefan is picking Xander Schauffele. There you go. Next pick, pick number five, goes to Mr. Ogren, the one and only. The man who, how many U.S. Opens did you play in, David? I'm sure you've played Pinehurst with the unbelievable knowledge about what's going on there. The Tiger Slayer, you're everything. You got a heart as big as the size of Texas, and you share your knowledge and your wisdom for free. I mean, which is...
Iceland is sounding really good to me.
There you go. My God, the two of you, that would be something else.
Oh, God, we could,
welcome,
yeah, maybe.
Welcome, David and Kat.
Yeah, maybe I should put all my students on Iceland Air and fly over there.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah, we could play 54 holes in one day. Easy.
At least.
At least, yeah. I enjoyed yesterday. I actually got a chance to watch most of the golf tournament yesterday. Really handicapping the field and trying to figure out who I really liked, and you know, just looking at it. I think I'm going to have to go with Colin Morikawa, mostly because over the winter time I went ahead and got certified with Rick Sessinghouse as Flow Code Academy coach.
Uh-huh.
So very interesting that, of course, Colin jumped away and tried to get into the mechanics and got back to Rick. And it took him about, 3 months to get back to where he was?
Right.
And his putting stroke looks really good to me. And what you're going to find here at Pinehurst is that you're not going to hit a lot of greens in regulation. I would think the guy who wins the tournament's going to hit maybe 48 greens in regulation. Mm-hmm. 12 around, maybe.
Right.
Just because good shots don't end up on the green.
Right.
Right. And Colin looks really solid and all that. Also, I just wanted to point out that I thought maybe of going with Brooks only because he shot 65 yesterday in a tournament nobody watched. But 65, it puts him in pretty good form. Yeah, so if he's still around next time, I'm getting Brooks. So somebody got to take Brooks.
It's already a warning. Very good pick with Colin, and he was number one on my list just because, you know, the story with Rick and the way he's played. I mean, top five at the Masters, top five at the PGA, I think. And but David, when you say, you know, you're going to hit, I don't know, whatever, 60% of the greens or something, some absurd number like that. What would you say is the most important stat? Is it total driving? Is it scrambling? Is it what would be the top category for you to look for a player to do well?
All right. So Pinehurst, I like what Jack said about Pinehurst. Is Pinehurst is a tree lined golf course where trees don't get in your way.
Mm.
So when people drive it there, I think one category that's not going to be a statistic is how many balls in the rough don't get screwed by the grass.
Mm.
Because between the grass is just sand. You can play out of the sand. And then the second category would be when you miss a green, does it go someplace where you can't get the next one on the green? For example, if somebody were to hit it over the eighth green in two, you can't chip that ball onto the green. It goes right to the front of the green. So you just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I think the guy that makes is really, really good 8 to 12 feet is the guy that has the advantage.
Right. Yeah. So we'll see. Well, Morikawa's gone, so I got the sixth pick. And I'm going to go with the guy that at the beginning of the year didn't really look that good for some reason, but has been coming back too. And don't be mad at me, Adi, but I'm going to go with Victor. I think he might be a good show this week. Then we have our personal physician, Mr. Weiche Wade, who is dialing in, as always, from his man cave. I don't know where you are. It looks like, I don't know, a bar somewhere or a basement man cave. And it's always good to...
I'm in my office at my home.
Oh, this is your office in your home. There you go. The lighting is excellent for RotoFest.
Yes, I'm still waiting for the white screen because otherwise it would be too dark.
There you go. It's always good to have you, Doc, coming to us from Fechter or from Lohne, wherever you are. You have two picks, my friend.
Yes.
I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
We don't know if the Jay ones will win this time again.
Jane Lowry, that was fantastic.
I picked Jane Lowry.
Now again?
Yes, my first pick. I saw you wrote it down like
Jane just Lowry. For you.
Yeah.
Where's Jane? There's Jane, 23.
Yes.
Yeah.
And another one was Jay Brooks Koepka.
I say
David said to me,
David.
I'm listening to the pro and I'm taking the Mr. 65.
Mr. 65. There you go.
Yeah, you're taking Mr. 65 and Mr. 85.
Yeah. I played a 90 yesterday. With 50 strokes on the first nine and 40 strokes on the second nine. The second nine, I thought I'm back into golf, but next weekend it will be the same again.
There you go.
That's
where am I going now? It's my turn again already. See, now I'm going to go, and I'm going to go with the only guy that since he's gone to live, people like him more than before. Bryson DeChambeau. I'm going with DeChambeau. I think he's won a U.S. Open. He's won a U.S. Amateur. He knows how to play on big boy courses. So I'm going there, making some, smoking the shisha with the live guys. Bryson, Mr. Ogren.
Is Nelly Korda on the list? Is Caitlin Clark on the list? Are you guys following that Caitlin Clark story at all?
What's going on with Caitlin Clark, David? I don't get it. What is it with Caitlin Clark? Tell me about it.
Okay, so Caitlin Clark, Iowa girl, fantastic basketball player. Something about her personality, something about her personality, the way she goes about it, it's really exciting. And then she's getting beat up by all of the veterans of the WNBA. And then her arch rival from LSU is mouthing off. And it's just, and then she didn't get picked for USA basketball. So it's just, it's the good, bad thing about a minor sport. I hate to say it like that, being in the spotlight.
Uh-huh.
And
well, potentially she's legendary kind of stuff, huh?
She could be very legendary, or they could break her neck, one of the two.
Yeah.
Okay, so my faith in Ludwig has diminished a little bit from his hot start.
Mm.
And John Rahm is hurt. He withdrew from the LIV hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And Cameron Smith is way off form.
Mm.
And Tommy Fleetwood, how many times is he going to disappoint us?
I don't know, but I remember you raving about his knockdown shot.
Yeah, that doesn't help him at Pinehurst.
Ah, okay.
Patrick Cantley is a really good mid-length putter. Max, Justin, Hideki, Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Ooh.
Can he win a second U.S. Open? Terrell, no way.
He just got four.
Hotel, no way you defend. God, there's no more good picks. Let's just all start drinking.
There you go.
Patrick just got.
I think Matt Fitzpatrick got 7th the last tournament, didn't he?
Want me to go down a little bit here, David?
No, you're good. I'm going to take the guy I think of the bunch that's the best putter, and that's Patrick Cantlay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ready? Cantlay, I don't know how old Cantlay is, but I was just thinking about like the Jordan Spieth and the Justin Thomas. Spieth came out and won the Masters, two Masters, whatever you want, and blah, blah, blah. Is their era finished already now? I mean, are they on the back end of their careers all of a sudden without anybody?
No, they shouldn't be. They should be in their prime.
Right.
But here's my take. The next gen that's coming out right now.
Yeah.
I think they came out and Justin and Jordan and some of the other guys went, oh, shit. Can I say that here? Oh, yeah. Shit. Look how far and how good Åberg hits it.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that, right? Yeah. And there's got to be two or three others just like him ready to go. I know when I watch the European Tour, I see some of these guys. The one guy is 7 foot tall with 9 foot long legs.
Crystal Lampert.
South Africa.
Yeah, Crystal Lampert. Right? He's in this. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, geez. I mean, that's just amazing stuff. Yeah. And I kind of think that the firepower of DeChambeau, who's a little bit older, but Åberg and who's next on the list? Some of the others that aren't on that first 25. The firepower those guys came out with, I think just kind of, Justin and Jordan went, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're just, they're just younger and so much better, these kids, than whoever these guys are.
Right.
They're just out of college or whatever. Åberg, 24, whatever. It's amazing. So Cantlay, Mr. Maivaz, goes with Mr. Homa.
Cantlay is 32.
Homa. Maivaz Homa, number 13. Stefan. Then we are with Adi, please. Ludwig is smiling at you right there, isn't he?
Yeah, of course. But I mean, I think Homa is going to be really good at this tournament. I really think that this course is going to, you know, treat him well. I think. But yes, of course, I'm going to go for Ludwig.
Of course, Ludwig. You're going for Ludwig. Yes, yeah. You must.
Finally, I got to pick him. So,
but you know, he is even this. You know, he is there every week. When you turn on the TV, he's always on the first page of the leaderboard.
Guys, time out.
Oh, yes.
Time out.
Yes.
This is Matilda. Say hello to Matilda.
Matilda, wait a second. Matilda. We're going to stop this so you can see everybody here. There we go.
Hello
Matilda.
Make a pick. Who do you like for the US Open? Say it in Finnish.
Oh, Koita tehalutte tuota US Openin.
Did anybody get that?
What was that? What language?
We got Germany, we got Iceland, we got
Scotland.
So, yeah, this is a European thing.
What language was that?
Finnish.
Finnish. Adi, do you know Finnish?
Of course I do.
Is Mikko Ilonen still playing?
I could sing a song in Finnish.
Sing a song in Finnish, please.
Well, what's your Finnish song? Ole kukkulalle,
jakem non mine rajani. She would probably understand that.
Yeah, it sounds kind of familiar.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of Finnish.
All right.
Finland. Every golf pro told me Finnish is not good.
You guys are all wrong. You got to surround yourself with beauty.
I live in Iceland, David. That's why I live in Iceland.
Darn right.
Finland. Wow. Finland and New Braunfels. Very cool. Our friend Albert Hansen, he wrote me he just graduated and he's celebrating with his friends before he heads off to college. So he sends his best regards. That's going to be an interesting story too. Follow that guy. He's one of those. Yes, Adi, you took Ludwig. Very good. Rory and Åberg. That's some firepower. There you go. And now I think Brother Burley is going to start thinking about guys who make the cut instead of picking winners.
Well, I mean, we touched on it before, Frank, but I'm going to go for my old friend Robert Rock.
Right. In round two.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he's got firepower. He was he's one of the big hitters on tour. He's mentally incredible strong. I've known him for almost 30 years.
Yeah.
He's got US Open experience. He's beaten Tiger head to head while I was there with him. I'm going to go for Robert Rock. He's not on your list, but we'd like to make
him. Well, he's right now. He's number 35.
Okay.
And if he does win, he has to be on the next Rotofest.
No problem. I can arrange that.
There you go. We'll have a US Open winner. Haven't had one of those. Robert Rock for Brother Burley. Mr. Duck, Malcolm Duck, you are back this time with two picks, please. And let me go back up to the highest pick available, which is, I believe it's Cameron Smith. Yes, it is. No, John Rahm. John Rahm. I don't know.
I'm going to go against advice because I think Tommy Fleetwood's not having a bad season. And yes, he's disappointed, but he's old enough not to get worried. He's a very, very solid player. So I think I'm going to go for Tommy Fleetwood.
With Tommy with the one pick?
Yep. And then I'm going to go on a little bit of a rugby theme.
Ooh.
And I'm going to go to New Zealand.
Ryan Fox.
Exactly.
Wow.
Because I just think he and Fleetwood are playing quite well just now. And, you know, he's Ryan Fox is such a great sportsman in so many different sports.
Yeah.
I think I said the last time, any of these guys could win it. So I'm going to go with Ryan Fox because it'll make his daddy very happy. He was one of the greatest rugby players ever to have played 10 for the All Blacks.
Did he? Oh, I didn't even know that. Is it that so many people can win here, whereas like the Masters, you only have like a handful that can win? And we've seen it. I mean, the guys that have won here, you know, Michael Campbell, I mean, guys that, you know, are kind of like, Who else won the Open that wasn't a favorite? Keimer wasn't a favorite when he won there 2014, whenever it was. He was 40 to 1. Is this a tournament that really anybody can win, or more people can win than the others?
I think it is. I mean, they set it up. They always set it up pretty hard, don't they? So it's like David was saying, it depends where the ball goes. You go here, do you go there? So, you know, these guys can hit the ball so well, and sometimes it does hit that eighth of an inch somewhere, and the bounce goes left rather than right, or it stops rather than the bounce is on. So, you know, their hitting ability is all pretty good, and then it's how you think your way around the course. I mean, one of Tiger was a great striker, but he also plotted his way around the course extremely well.
Right.
And I mean, that's one of the things that made him great. So I think it's, you know, can these guys hold that? And, you know, a guy like Fleetwood has got the experience, and again, so is my New Zealand friend.
Good picks.
And I also think, going back to my first pick from Oban, you know, how many fairways did he hit the other week? Any?
Who, Tommy?
Bobby.
Oh, Bob. Oh, I don't know.
He didn't hit a lot of fairways. Now, whether it was because he was doing his old card and he was doing his old yardages, it stopped him having to think so much. So he was concentrating and didn't really think about stuff. But his recovery shots and some of his putting was just phenomenal. And to go back to what David said, you know, he putted pretty well.
There you go. We're back to Brother Burley. You're sitting on Scheffler and Rock.
Yeah, I'm going to go for one of my favorite players to watch, Sahith Theegala.
Where is
I
he?
Love watching this guy. Great scrambler.
Six. He was also on Full Swing, right? Wasn't he featured there?
I haven't watched that yet.
The second season. Yeah,
I watched the first
two, three episodes, and then I'm like done with it. But yeah. There we go. Adi, you are next, sir. We are looking at Rory and Åberg. That is already on paper, a powerful Ryder Cup team. Beth Page, yeah. Here we come.
Yeah, I'm going to take a little twist. I've taken him all the time. He played quite well last week. And this Australian guy, Sepp Straka, that's going to be my
very pick good now. Pick. I had Straka and Fox on my list too. You guys are good. Sepp Straka, also a good showing at the Ryder Cup, surprisingly.
You never know. He's a big guy. He can hit it quite far. And I think if his expectation is just normal, and he could sneak in there. He could be one of the guys who, you know,
right,
find his team at the right moment, and he's not expecting to win, but with his ball striking, he could be up there.
Yeah, and I remember Wiesberger, when he came out, everybody said, you know, this guy definitely has major potential to win a major. And he played very well in Germany, in Hamburg last week, but Strucker, I think, yeah, it's just like it. Where are we? Maywald. Maywald is picking. Where is Maywald? Maywald is picking Justin Thomas. Stefan, JT. David, Morikawa and Cantley, there you're also building. You're very clever at this. You're building quietly a very good American team again.
All right. Now, I got to ask a question.
Please.
Go down to 80-1. Go down to the 80-1s.
Yeah. Cameron Young, Corey Connors, Russell Henley.
Go down to the 101s. Okay. In what world would Russell Henley ever be a better favorite than Justin Rose?
I don't know. I don't know.
I saw then, I go, apparently to me, that once they got past like the first 20, yeah, whoever did this list, they said, whatever, we'll just assign numbers. Okay, so here's a little intel about Justin Rose.
Please.
Justin Rose, one of his coaches was David Orr, the putting coach.
Okay.
David Orr is based at Pine Needles in Southern Pines, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I think Justin Rose is going to have an amazing familiarity with the area and the region and the pine trees and everything. I think Justin Rose is going to be very comfortable at Pinehurst. He knows how to win a U.S. Open. His form hasn't been all that good, but I'm going to pick Justin Rose.
There you go. David, I like him. The odds come from a site that is called Odds Checker, and they list the highest odds anybody is offering on this guy. So it's not really of a, you know, form. It's a betting list. If you want Rose, you know, you can get him at 100 somewhere. Other places, maybe you only get him at 80 or 60 or whatever. Ogren picks the Rosie just in. That was just in. I'm picking a terrible team again. I can feel it coming. Should I take John Rahm? I don't think so.
He's hurt.
I know. He might not even play. I'm going to go with, and let me go down here a little bit. Where are these guys?
Are the top nines taken?
No, there's John Rahm is still there.
John Rahm is still there.
Yeah, Rahm and Cam Smith. And then we got Hideki. Can Hideki win the U.S. Open? Fitzpatrick?
Of course he can.
Let me just see who else I want.
Are we going to scoop up all the Asians at the end and just give them to Long?
Yes.
Here.
He would love that. I'm going to take Hideki. Not on my list, but just a... I don't know why. The guys
are. I can see it. All of us are really excited for that pick for you.
Yeah, seriously.
Why? What is it about his form lately that makes us go, whatever?
I just bought a T-shirt that shows the his caddy bowing on Augusta. That's why. And it just came today. So that's why. And it says, what does it say? Japanese spirit or something like that? Very cool. But I bought it a size too small again. I'm struggling to get into the XL these days. where are we? We're with Doc for two picks, please.
I don't know. I'm not that analytic as the other folks. Get me Jordan Spieth. He has a J.
This is the new strategy for the Doc. You're always picking guys with J. Brooks and Koepka and Jordan and Jane Lowry. And you got another one.
The Asian connection.
Jordan's.
Go down a little, please.
Absolutely. More?
Jason Day. He's got a J.
Yeah, and Jason is a good pick as well.
Yeah.
You could have had Jay Russell Henry.
And Jason has some fancy new clothes. Everyone is talking about the clothes and not about the golf.
I'm going to go for a guy that I've picked a few times now, and I think maybe this might be his week. I'm going to go for Sam Burns. Fuck, I'm writing my own. I'm writing the guy's name instead of mine. David.
All right. So I think at this point, the winner has actually been picked. Right? So now you're picking who's going to make the cut, who's going to make a good finish.
There you go.
And I'm going to totally, completely block the let's grab all the Ryder Cuppers strategy. And I am going to pick Matthew Fitzpatrick to win his second U.S. Open. Because he's a grinder.
He is a grinder.
And he's got a great caddy.
Who is his caddy?
And he can putt. And he can putt from mid-range.
He could win. He could very well win.
Billy Foster's his caddy.
Foster.
I was with some years ago. Fitzpatrick was in the flight. I was caddying for a player. And, I mean, I could not believe at that time that this guy was making so much money. He hit it so terribly. But he's got a mind of his own. He's unbelievable when it comes to the short game putting. And his ball strain is getting better. Yeah, I think and his confidence is high now. I mean, he played well last week. And so finished 69 last round, one of the better rounds of the tournament. So yeah, Fitzpatrick is a good choice. I had picked him if you haven't, David.
David is so good at this.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it very quietly. Maywald is next, and Maywald picks the hotel. Maywald picks Wyndham Clark. Adi, now you're up. Rory Aberg Strucker, European, the European team.
Yeah. It's getting a little thin now, but
just for the record, you know that if you pick Rahm and he doesn't tee it up, you can substitute him.
Yeah, but I'm going to be substituting with probably the brothers in the button. So
with Nelly Korda.
No, yes, with Nelly. I would pick Nelly Korda, but no.
How good is she?
All of the Italian guys, Francesco and Molinari.
Both of them are playing. Both Edmundo and Francesco are playing.
Can you take the Molinaris as a package?
Yes, exactly. I would do that. Yeah.
You have
the best ball of the first 36. No, I'm just going to go for Tyrrell Hatton. He might start playing well. I mean, he's still up in the top 20.
Yeah.
So he's a European Ryder Cup player, and so he's going to be in my team as well.
Do you think the guys on the LIV Tour, they practice as hard as they did when they were on the PGA Tour?
I think they all practice very well. I mean, they don't have anything to do. And
sometimes, we have no idea. Nobody sees them.
They're not playing as much competitive golf, though, are they?
Yeah, well, but the question is, do they practice? Because, I mean, a guy like DJ, you know, I mean, who's got probably the most talent, is just a non-factor in these majors.
But if you're not playing the competitive golf, is there the drive to go and practice?
Right.
I don't think DJ's even trying anymore.
You need to mix up practicing with playing.
It's right.
Just practicing all the time, it can get, I don't know what David thinks, be practicing all the time and you're not playing competitively, how do you keep that competitive edge? We said before, they can all hit the ball, but how do they get across the line and make the cut and take the pressure?
David?
You're going to be hungry for it, huh? That's the thing.
Yeah, you just don't. You just don't.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Brother Burley, Scheffler, Rock, Thigala. Oh, my God, this is like the United Nations you got going here.
It is, isn't it? And I'm going to surprise you with the next one as well, because, I mean, there is a thing, apart from Scotty, I'm actually going for guys who kind of show up on the leaderboard without expecting it. Kind of, you wouldn't call them overachievers, but they're gritty players. And he's a fellow Brummie, a fellow Birmingham guy, just like Robert Rock and myself, Aaron Rye.
Oh, my God, he is on my list, on my short list.
Really?
He is, yeah. You fucker. Aaron Rye. I got him here. Jesus Christ. Very good pick. See, my two dark horses, Fox and Rye, are both gone. Now I'm really scratched. Yeah. I got Russell Henley as a dark horse. Where is he? Where is Aaron? Remember, you have a number on Aaron? He's got to be down there somewhere.
63, I got him on my list.
Ben on. Oh, he struck out. We got 63. There's Fox. There's Aaron Rye. Yeah, good pick. Very good pick. The insiders like him too. Mr. Duck, two picks, please.
So I'm going to go for quite a series. Oh,
it's interesting that the Duck picked the Fox.
I took a while to get that.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going for a slightly serious Frenchman.
Oh.
And he is hardened because he lived in Dundee with his girlfriend for quite a while, but he's very recently moved to the States. And he's not done too badly in the last couple of tournaments. Moving house is quite a big thing. Change of tour, big thing. But last two showings been pretty good. So I'm going to go for Mr. Victor Perez.
Like the Perez, good pick. He's like 8 feet tall, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely lovely guy. Lovely
Won the
guy.
Dutch Open a couple of years ago, and I was there. Impressive player.
Yeah, I think he's going to do well on that tour. Now,
Was he doing in Dundee?
well, his girlfriend lived there. His girlfriend was a nurse, I think. So he moved across. I think they've now moved to I don't know where they've moved in the States. Is it Juniper? I'm not sure.
It where is Perez? Do we have a number on him? We're down.
Perez. I should have written that down.
Perez. Stefan Jaeger, Denny, Victor Perez, number 86.
86. Now, can we go back up the board so I see who we're.
Absolutely.
I can't remember, my keyboard's not behaving, so I haven't been marking my
There you
sheet.
go. There we go. From Maronk to Glover,
Yeah,
80,
back up a
78 to
little bit.
62. And then we got Glover to Patrick Rogers. Got the Fox there. Hadwin.
Up a little bit more. So.
There we got all the live guys that are out. Straka. And there we are pretty much on the thing there. Just, oh.
Right.
Up there, I think there's still some guys up at the top.
Yeah.
Finau.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Tony Finau. I think he's just going to pick up points for me. Not sure he's going to win, but I think he will do okay.
Malcolm. It's also a good, that's really, again, a solid team. Pick number six for Brother Burley after Aaron Rye. Where are you going? Let me guess my next pick on my dark horse list.
Yeah, okay. I'm dreading what your reaction is going to be here, Frank, because I'm going to go for Adrian Maronk.
Yeah, no, I don't have him.
Okay, thank God for that.
Don't have him.
Got a point to prove.
I don't have him. He's not making my list.
You
But
know that he was almost picked to the European Ryder Cup team, but and now he's got to stand up and do something. And I think that it's a good tournament for him.
He was the roommate of Goodmundur, right? In college. They
Number
played on
78.
the same team, right?
Yeah, they were roommates.
That's got to inspire him. I mean, I'm sure he beat him in college a few times,
Of
right?
course.
So, hope he'll. He had a good showing on the Challenge Tour, right? Gumi, he
Yeah,
was came
put
second.
him into it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
tied for second. That'll help.
That would help.
Yep. And the other guy just had it that week. He was leading it from beginning to end. Adi, you are next. Rory Aberg struck a Hatton.
Yeah, I'm gonna go wild now. I'm gonna
Ooh.
go almost to the bottom, but it's not the Italian brothers. It's another Italian guy, number 116 on your list,
Manassero, please.
Matteo Lazzero.
Excellent. 116, I got him here. Matteo Manassero.
Yeah, he is. I mean, everybody remember when he was 16 or something, playing in the British Open. And playing, I think, alongside with Garcia and Tom Watson, and
Yep.
a long time ago, and he was unbelievable. And I had a privilege to have a long talk with him 2 days in a row for some years, and he now won, and he's good. He's not the longest, but he is absolutely a magical when it comes to the short game, and could help him at that golf course.
Right. Yeah, and he's it, it's I was so happy to see him win again because, he was
Yeah.
that child prodigy, whatever you want to call it, and
Yeah.
kind of like who was the German guy? Dominic Foss. He was like the same, right? I mean, that everybody said he was 14. BMW gave him a big contract. Might as well take Zalatoris.
It was unbelievable because he said to me, I mean, he was a feel player and he always thought that he could feel everything, but then his feel like he was thinking little cut, but it came up hook out of it. So his feel wasn't right anymore. So he needed to rethink his own strategy, found a good coach, and he's been doing well since then. So yeah, it's a wild guess, but I think he will be.
I would love to see him do well. Absolutely. Mr. Ogren, pick number five for you. Morikawa, Cantley, Rose, Fitzpatrick.
Tom Kim.
For second place.
Tom Kim.
Tom Kim. Tim is at Tim. Ted is not going to be happy about that.
Neither am I.
I have him on my list too. I took him. I put him. Jesus Christ, what's the matter?
How many more picks are we? How many more rounds are we going, Frank?
We got three more rounds. This was round five. We're going eight rounds. But we're going to make it quick. I'm going to go, and I'm going to make it quick too. I will go with. Where is he?
Oh, come on, pick Brian Harmon. You know you want to.
I'm going to go with I'm going to go with Siwoo. I'm going to go with Siwoo. Doc, two picks.
Two picks. In past times, I would love to see Patrick Harrington, but we won't. He won't make the cut.
But Webb Simpson is playing. Casey's not here. He would pick Webb Simpson. We still got John Rahm, Cam Smith up top.
DJ. DJ has a J. DJ has a J.
Oh my God. We're going to call you, instead of Doc, we're going to call you Jock next time. DJ, where is DJ?
Oh, yeah, 27.
DJ, Doc. All right, and another one?
Russell Henley.
DJ and Russell Henley. Henley is liked by some of the guys, and now I'm going to really make Adi mad at me because I'm going to go for Alex Noren. David, please.
Back to me?
Yep. You have Morikawa, well, Rose, Fitzpatrick, Tom Kim.
Take Brian Harmon.
Brian Harmon?
No, I'm going to take Cameron Smith just because he's still there.
Yeah, see, that's
he's fallen a long way in our liking, but he's still.
I mean, Cam
still Cameron Smith
in the sixth round. I mean, come on.
I know.
Give me a break. Why didn't I take him? I have to take the Swede.
After all the bad mouthing I did of him, you know, I just was trying to save him for the sixth round.
My lad is taking Bradley, Keegan Bradley. Any word on who's going to be the U.S. Ryder Cup captain, David? If you knew, you wouldn't tell us.
Rick Fitzwell.
Very nice. Adi, you're up, baby.
Yes, so to honor my German friend and the former winner of the US Open, I'm going to pick Martin Kaymer.
You are. I tell you what, I was thinking about him today because, you know, he apparently played really well in that tournament that nobody watched. But
About how they practice and if they practice, I know that Martin Kaymer has been putting in a lot of work. It wouldn't surprise me if he follows Wiesberger and comes back to the European Tour.
Yeah.
I think he hates it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he wants more competition, but he wants also as well to be in better form and scoring better. So let's see what he does. I mean,
how big is that phrase, horses for courses?
Yeah.
In the pro game.
I could not answer that now.
There's some validity to that, Frank. That's why I kind of picked Justin Rose, because he's going to have a familiarity with the place. Martin Kaymer is going to have familiarity with the place, too. It's just been a while since that happened.
Right. I'm still looking for my course.
The problem is to control his expectation. He's going to be interviewed more than anybody else there. He's going to have a lot of, you know, attention. So yeah. it's hard to believe that he will make the cut. But if he does, he might end up in the top 25.
Well, you know, I mean, before he went to live, you know, I mean, just, I don't know, 6 or 8 or 10 months before, he was, there was an interview with him, and he was talking about his goals of how many majors he thought he could win, you know, and I was very surprised to see him go, because he's, I mean, I never met him, but he struck me as a guy that, one of the few guys on tour that really thinks things through, not just on the golf course, but off the golf course. So I was a little bit surprised to see him go and maybe not understand what would happen, but would love to see him back on the European tour. Adi, Rory, Aberg, Straka, Hatton, Monacero, 5 Europeans. He's picking the half a Ryder Cup team right now.
Exactly. How many do we still have to pick, Frank?
And then 2 more. You have 3 more altogether. We have eight rounds.
I'm going to start a meeting, but I will follow up, and you give me a sign when I'm supposed to pick. Okay.
You're picking right now.
I'm picking right now.
You are.
Nikolai Højgaard.
Is he still there? And is he playing? Where is he?
73.
Yeah, I see him.
Number 73.
Yeah, very good. You're going to be up with another pick in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Brother Burley, please.
Could be quicker than that. I'm just going to go for a guy who not only looks like Robert Rock, but also has quite a sweet swing and looks similar to Robert Rock with his swing. I hope they're paired together. I'm going to go for Keith Mitchell.
Keith Mitchell. He's been picked before. It's always funny to see how you guys pick, like, guys you know, and they, I mean, that you know stuff about that nobody else even knows their name. What number is Mr. Mitchell? There he is.
47.
Oh, 47. Wow. Wow. Then we have Mr. Duck with 2 more picks before your final pick of the tournament. After that, when we get back around to you. So these are 2 big picks.
Can we go up a little bit?
Go up or down?
We go up a little bit.
Yep. Let me just see the highest one. John Rahm is Minwoo Lee.
Minwoo Lee. Yeah, I'm going for him because he's there.
He's there, and he's a very good player, maybe a little bit too aggressive for the US Open.
And then I think, I can't remember what my last team when the first time I did this was, but if he wasn't in it, I was thinking of him. This guy's had a couple of good...
You have another pick, sir.
Yeah, this guy's had another good finishes recently. I don't like his trousers because they shouldn't be allowed in the golf course because they're looks like he's going to bed in them. But he's a very good guitar player. Mr. Erik van Rooyen.
He's a good guitar player.
Very good guitar player, yeah.
Well, how do you know that?
I stayed with us, but he actually had his name on the wall for doing the putting stuff.
What does he play?
What was that?
What kind of music does he play?
All sort of pop stuff.
Oh.
He's a good lad.
Erik van Rooyen.
He's a couple of reasonable finishes last two or three weeks.
Yeah.
I think he's just settling out into the American tour. And I think he could be there.
Right. I'm really looking forward to this golf course. I mean, I love these U.S. Open golf courses. And Pinehurst is like on the list until like 2042, another 3 or 4 times. I don't know how they do that. Maybe David knows that. We are going back to Brother Burley, who is full of surprises today. I mean, he picked Rock with number 2, Aaron Rye with number 4, Thigala in the middle.
Here's another one, another U.S. Open winner who hasn't been mentioned tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's been in good form, actually, recently. Okay. Lucas Glover.
There you go. You guys are doing your homework. Who is playing a lab putter? Because on Monday after the Open, we got Bill Pressey, the inventor of the lab putter, coming on to talk to us. And the reason for that is because Sam Hahn, who is his partner, was on the Monday after Charles Howell won on the Lift Tour for the first ever pro win for the Lab. So we thought it would be good karma for Lab if Billy came on the Monday after the U.S. Open. We'll see how that works out.
Well, on that note, as a putting maker and a putting coach, I've had good contact with Sam over recently.
Have you?
Although we're on opposite ends of the scale with regards to the product that we make, we both say the same thing, and that is understand your relationship with the torque of the putter, and that's the secret to lap golf.
Right. Apparently, Scotty Cameron has copied his thing now. There's like a.
Of course. Do you know what Scotty Cameron's nickname was?
The copy.
I have a friend who knew him very well before he became famous.
Yeah, what was it?
It was. Hang on a minute.
The copycat.
No, it was. It was like photocopy. It was like a kind of a thing with. Can't remember. I'll come back to me in a minute. I'll come back to me later. I'll find it for you.
The way I understand it, nobody was really surprised because it's apparently what he did with Ping. But anyways, so Billy Press is going to be on Monday after the U.S. Open. And maybe Adam Scott didn't qualify, so he's one of the guys that plays it. I think Lucas Glover plays one of the lap putters.
Yeah, Adam Scott as well.
Yeah, but he's not playing in the U.S. Open, unfortunately. Adi, you are up.
Yep, I will pick. Always, I'm very much down on the list because there's a lot of Americans up there. But
Pablo Larraz, is he playing?
I think so. I don't think he's hurt. Yeah, he's there. Huh? Number 77.
Yeah. If he's on the list, doesn't necessarily mean he's playing. But if he's not, you can substitute him, of course. Adi,
why do you think he should be playing?
Why are you picking him?
He's Spanish. and I don't know if you have seen him play. He's really...
It's like,
he is something else. He is...
How far is...
Either he's up there or he's gonna miss the cut with 50 shots or he's going to be right up there. he is unbelievable.
There we go.
He's a funny guy.
I like that kind of players.
Brian like with the Scottish Open, he was just a hoot.
Everyone is picking Brian Harman, the Open champion, who might be just the kind of guy to maneuver the golf ball around this tricky golf course with this game. Is you know, does anybody know what the weather's going to be like there? North Carolina, I'm guessing it will be good. Mr. Ogren, your second to last pick, please. Mr. Ogren,
Paige. Yeah, we got some pretty good players not picked. We got Cameron Young and Corey Connors and Ben On.
Hadwin, who was in the mix last week.
Sungjae Im.
No, I think I have Sungjae. No, I have Siwoo.
Don't say it. I'm looking up the weather for Pinehurst, so I'll be right with you here.
There you go.
Go down a little bit.
Sungjae instead of Siwoo. Jesus, what's the matter with me? Yeah, go ahead.
You'll be there in a second when you get there.
Yeah, I know.
There is, the weather is 84, 84, 87, 90, 92, 95. 92, sun, no rain.
That might be too much for Sungjae.
Might be Corey Connors, Cameron Young. Go the other way. Go down.
Yeah, I'm going.
Go down to the bigger numbers. Look at Sungjae. It's Denny McCarthy's good. God almighty. K.H. Lee.
Harris English.
Yeah, I know. Here's Adam Hadwin. He's been playing. Look, I tell you what. Adi, I like Thomas Detry. How about you?
Yes. Yeah, are you going to pick him?
No, I'm picking Cameron Young. That's beside the point. Cameron Young,
very good. Where is Cameron Young? There is Cameron Young.
He's 29th on the list.
Seriously. Now I am up, and now I am taking Sungjae Im. Taking two Asians just to piss off Ted. Doc, your final two picks, please.
You took a J player.
Sungjae. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
There's still some other stuff.
No, I'm in a big trouble. Stefan Jäger.
That's another J. Where is he?
There's another drain.
Are there JT Poston, Justin Sue or Saw or whatever?
I don't even know him.
He was, people were talking about him a lot. He was up last year sometime. I forgot what happened to him. Stefan Jäger.
Yes.
Doc, and your final pick, please, for Roto Festival team.
Another one.
Danny Willett.
No. Go a little bit up.
Yeah, I'm going up. I have to find a better way to share the screen.
The only way is up.
You got to take the sneeze.
Ricky, get me Ricky Fowler.
Who is the sneeze?
The Zutenhout.
Ricky. Okay.
The sneeze is fine.
With my final pick, I am going, and I'm going to pick, I already picked Bryson. I'm going to go for another live guy. I'm going to take this Burmeister guy. I think he might be good. Dean Burmeister. They missed the G for the Burgermeister. That was my, David, please, for your last final pick of Rotofest 14, the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, number 2.
All right, Frank, would you go all the way down to the bottom of the list, please?
I will. I'm going to Molinari's. Molinari.
Don't go country. Down that far, though.
There's Christo Lamprecht. That eight.
All right, right at number 120.
Who is that?
Mac Meisner.
What? Wasn't he the base for the Eagles?
Exactly. So, I mean, at the Masters, did I not pick Sam Bennett?
Yeah, you did. You always have. You always.
And everybody goes, who's he, right?
Yeah.
Well, way back, a long time ago in a galaxy far away in a little junior program that I ran, Mac and his brother Mitchell and a couple of the others were part of it. So he's a local San Antonio boy, works with Brian Gathright. And if you look at 2 weeks ago, I think at Colonial, you'll see him at fifth place.
What?
So he has been rising up through the American ranks, rising up through the college ranks, through the web.com, whatever they call it now, Corn Ferry ranks, right? And now he's on tour, and he's been making cuts, and he finished fifth.
Wow!
A couple weeks ago at Colonial, which is a U.S. Open-like golf course, right, different than Pinehurst. And I pick him to make the cut, at least.
There you go.
Right? Yep. And I'm also going to throw in a sentimental pick, Michael McGowan.
Who is that?
Michael McGowan is the son of Pat McGowan. Pat McGowan is Peggy Kirkbell's son-in-law. Peggy Kirkbell did own Pine Needles Resort.
Mm.
Mike McGowan beat Sergio Garcia in the playoff in Dallas to make the U.S. Open. So you just got to put down on the aside. If Michael McGowan breaks 80 once, it's a good tournament for him. But you got a guy who grew up literally 10 minutes away.
There you go. See, that's an excellent pick. And that's what
I'm picking.
Yeah, no, I know.
Meisner's my pick.
Yeah, I see.
You know, if Michael McGowan gets a couple shots of airtime, you know why.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what makes it fun, because I know that there's a guy in Iceland and a guy in Holland and a guy in Texas and a guy in Scotland sitting in front of his TV, just like I am, and saying, it's fucking the bass player of the Eagles. It's Mr. Meisner. Look at him. Yeah, that makes it great. Great, good stuff, David. Thanks. Stefan Maywald is up. He's missing a good one. I could send you a picture of his costume that he's in the 70s, but he, as a big famous writer, he doesn't like sharing that personal stuff, but fuck it. Where is he? He is picking Danny McCarthy. His strategy was to pick the highest American available, by the way. That's what I've been trying to do. Adi, for your final pick, you're sitting on Rory, Aberg, Strucker, Hatton, Manasera, Højgaard, Larrazabal, 100% European.
Yes, I'm going to keep on doing that. You know, in the politics, the Belgians are missing it a little bit to the right. So they're in the water hazards and the out of bounds to the right. But I'm picking number 66, Thomas Dietrich. I hope he keeps it straight. Maybe a little left.
See, that's, David asked about it.
I knew you liked him.
He's good.
He is. Is he better?
He played well as well, so he's in form. He's going to be okay. As now we're picking four survivors, so we're picking somebody who can make the cut.
But it's amazing. I mean, starting with Nicholas Coulthard, you know, who had one of the most incredible Ryder Cup performances as a rookie I've ever seen. You know, and then you have Thomas Peters. Now you have this guy out of Belgium. I mean. You know, I mean,
they got so good courses there, and they're quite close to the city. Yeah. So it's no wonder that
the guy who was the guy that played like the first famous guy from Belgium, Flory Van Donk. He was Belgian, right?
Yeah.
He was like a European Chichi Rodriguez.
Oh yeah.
There you go. That's what we need. Adi, good team. 8 Europeans. We're going to Brother Burley for his last pick. Scheffler, Rock, Thigala, Rye, Moronk, Mitchell, and Glover. It's awesome.
Okay, quickly back to the story. I hope I don't get this guy in trouble, but there's a friend of mine called Paul Steels, who was the director of Golf Pride for 30 years in Europe. Now he's the KBS shaft guy on the tour. And he knew Scotty Cameron for a while in the 1990s before he got snapped up by Titus. And they gave him the nickname Xerox. And once Scotty Cameron was signed up by Titus, he got a cease and desist letter from Titus telling him to stop using the nickname Xerox. So that was I thought that was quite interesting from Paul, from Steelsy. He's got some interesting stories to tell.
Wow.
But yeah, anyway, back to my pick. My last pick.
Yes, please.
Is going to be Danny Willett.
There you go. I love how you pick these guys. It's great. No better way than to close out this RotoFest 14 than with the final pick from Mr. Malcolm Duck. And I'm sure his final pick will have an excellent story to go with it. McIntyre, Fleetwood, Fox, Perez, Finau, Lee and Van Rooyen. That is the United Nations, if I ever saw one.
Well, I'm in between Corey Connors and JT Ponson. JT's been playing well. Also, he's one of our last customers in the hotel.
Was he?
Yeah, we did a bit of stuff with him on the Scottish food and different things, and he was putting on the bar stool with Sean. I think he's been a bit distracted. He just had a kid or something, got married, so maybe he's been a bit distracted. Very good player. But Corey Connors is fairly high up the list.
Yes.
I don't know too much about him. But I've kind of gone with people I've got some connection with or their caddies or whatever else. So I'm going to break that rule just because occasionally breaking a rule isn't a bad idea.
I think
Corey Connors, where's he on the list?
30. Corey Connors is 30.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Corey Connors because he's just a pretty solid player.
Corey Connors.
Well.
There you go.
So my eclectic team is closing out with Mr. Corey Connors.
It is. And they are getting more eclectic as we go along, and I think it's fantastic. And the guy who started that eclectic picking, David will remember, was our chairman of the board, Heinz Fehring. He started picking Bernard Langer just because he coached him at the Masters, and it's good to see guys like Meisner or Robert Rock and guys that you have connections to getting picked. It makes it so much more fun. Thank you all, one and all, for tonight again. Especially David for bringing Kat and Miss Finland, sorry, onto the show. Adi, enjoy the rest of the day in Iceland.
Yes, it's only days in Iceland. There's no nights, only days.
There you go.
Good day, all day.
Brother Burley, buenos noches. I will have to discuss the Xerox story with Billy Press next week.
Yeah,
Doc, have a good night. And Mr. Duck, a pleasure as always. We will see you all soon. The sheets will go out and enjoy watching the U.S. Open from Pinehurst. Good night.
Thank you. Bye.